Snowdrops and crocuses are up. Daffodils are blooming. A few tulips here and there. That means it's time for the Singing Hoosiers spring concert. I'm George Walker, and our guests are the director, Michael Schwarzkopf, and one of the singers, indeed one of the composers, Ari Simon. Thanks very much for joining us, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us, George.
Traditionally, of course, the Singing Hoosiers spring concert involves both the full ensemble, the dancers, and the vocal jazz ensemble. And every year there's a little different slant, Michael.
This one probably has so much diversity in it. I would think the broad spectrum of wonderful semi-classical with the Shenandoah folk song into a Queen medley.
A little more rock, perhaps,
rock
in some
roll.
Years.
Rock and roll, yes, that's right. It's kind of fun.
Our second guest is Ari Simon. Ari, how long have you been with the group?
I've been a member for 3 years, since my sophomore year. I'm now a senior, and I'm a member of the Varsity Singers as well.
And in addition, you composed one of the songs?
I did. I have written a song called Feels Like Home Again. I wrote it for a recital that I performed last summer before I went to study abroad in Paris. People often ask me what it's like to be from Kansas, and so I just wrote this song about how I feel that I'm at home when I'm there and when I'm with my family and with musicians. And I think it's something that a lot of people can relate to.
Michael, as I looked over the program, Ari being here and having a program piece was a little bit of a surprise to me. But one of the things that I noticed was, once again, you really are allowing just as many possible solos for the group.
Yes, we do.
There's really a lot of emphasis on, you know, like to shine, we've got a place for you, and we'll put you right out there in front of the group and let you have an opportunity.
A lot of the solos occur in the choral pieces, too. There are about four or five different specialty solos, but then there are a few people that have solos like in the beautiful song arrangement we have of Soon It's Gonna Rain. There are two marvelous little solos for that and others, too.
Some of the features on this year's Singing Hoosiers spring concert come from Broadway musicals that are enjoying really a renaissance, an increased interest.
That's right. Mary Poppins is one where I guess the guy is dancing on the ceiling and Mary Poppins on the stage of Broadway. And we took advantage of that and have a wonderful arrangement of two of the pieces from that wonderful spirited musical, Mary Poppins.
I wondered if you sometimes find the audience singing along with the Singing Hoosiers.
You know, they can. And there's a few places in this concert I'm going to turn around and encourage people to sing along because some fun places that we're going to explore and do. And we've done it on our road shows that we go out on concerts all over the states and all over Indiana, and we've had the audience join us on some pieces, and it's really been kind of fun. And we're going to do that on Saturday too.
Michael Schwarzkopf, who's the director of the Singing Hoosiers. Let's go back to Ari Simon, who's a senior with the group and whose piece Feels Like Home Again. Tell us people a little bit about Kansas. What does it tell us about Kansas, Ari?
Well, it's not so much about Kansas necessarily, but there are lines about the trees and being able to see the open sky and whatnot. But it's my family's very musical, and I surround myself with musicians and artists, and I feel most at home when I'm able to be a part of that. So the song is really about that and how I find my place in music and at home.
Ari Simon, his piece Feels Like Home is very much a part of the Singing Hoosiers concert Saturday night, 8 o'clock, the IU Auditorium. On the program, of course, the Singing Hoosiers, the vocal jazz ensemble led by Patrice Madura. Lots of singing, lots of dancing. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.